Welcome to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast with me, Sherry Honeycutt, Life Coach, where I have one mission with this podcast, and that is to help you get out of your velvet rut, to stop living by default and waiting to have the life you crave. This is a podcast where I help you take inspired action, step into the responsibility for your own happiness, and start every day figuring out what you can do to create the life you want, because it won't accidentally happen, my friends. So lean into today's content, make the intention to take away a nugget or two, and more importantly, decide that you're going to implement whatever you take away from here today, because it's on you, baby. It's on you to create that life that you want, and I know you can do it. So let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast, where you know that sometimes I just talk about what's on my mind on any given week. But this week, I've got something very specific and something very exciting that I want to talk about with and that I talk about with you guys, which is a workshop I'm doing with two of my favorite people, Marcia Haber and Susan Nelson, who are with me. I got to say, with me in the studio. No, they're not. We're stretched out all over the country, but we're on together in Zoom. Can you say hello, you guys?
Hello.
Hi. I would love, Susan and Marcia are both professional coaches and facilitators. And before we get too far into it, I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves to you on this podcast. Susan, you go first. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. Thank you for having me, first of all. So I am an HR expert and integrative leadership coach, and I work with women in HR to help them excel not only at their work and their roles, but also at home and in their lives. HR is one of those fields where we're taking care of everybody else and often putting other people before ourselves. And so a lot of times I'm finding that HR folks are really struggling with the demands on them, on themselves. So I've developed a method to help them excel in their roles as HR professionals, in their role as a leader in the organizations that they work in, and then of course helping them excel in their life. And those are the things that I'm passionate about, as having been in their shoes previously. So I love working with women leaders of all sorts, but I have that special affinity for HR leaders themselves. And so I enjoy the work as a coach. I also do some advisory work, so I do try to keep my hand in kind of what their world is like, so that I can better help them. But yeah, that's the work that I'm doing.
I love it. Y'all can see why Susan and I have hooked up there, that holistic view, Susan, of it's not just your leader in one area. It's, you got to lead everybody in the whole thing, right? I love it. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Marcia, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Also, thank you so much for inviting me to participate in the web podcast today with the two of you. And I originally started as an attorney. So I've learned a lot about conflict along the way and realized I was not a litigator, but a peacemaker. Oh. So throughout my career, I've been focusing on teaching about conflict resolution, conflict management, and now I integrated in a strength-based coaching. And I'm a Gallup strength coach, certified coach, and focus on working with particularly professionals in healthcare. But like Susan, I also have small business owners who are developing their teams, who work with me, and how to communicate, work better together.
I love
it. So I bring some transformational tools to the table with my practice.
So y'all can see that I'm hanging out with some really smart cookies with some folks who are really passionate about what they're doing. A little bit of the backstory. The three of us met involved in a program called Exchange, which is, I can tell you more about it in the show notes, but it's a program that was really about leading, really in personal leadership and helping the leaders of the world do so from heart, do so from a place of the wisdom is in the room. To create generative conversation as a way to heal the world. That may be overstated just a little bit, but you both are nodding your head. You agree with me there. Mm-hmm. So we met in that arena. And then as we got to know each other, realized that our work lines up. It's sort of like a little Venn diagram. It overlaps when we thought about the overworked or the stressed out woman And that we're all seeing that. So what came out of that was we birthed this idea to create a three-part series of a workshop. And that's what I'm going to take just a little bit of time on this podcast to make sure you know about so that you can participate and spread the word. Because we, a world with a lot of burned out women is a burned out world. We need as many healthy women as we can. So just a little bit about burnout. I didn't have to dig deep. And we all probably don't have to look hard to know just how much burnout's out there. There's a Gallup poll that says around 7 out of 10 people, I think I read 69% of the people out in the world are disengaged from their work, which means they'd rather be somewhere else. I usually say on this podcast, raise your hand if you can relate. I bet you many of you who are listening can go, yeah, that's me. But burnout has a huge cost. And we talk about it from an economic cost from the company and the world. But we're talking, at least the workshop we're talking about, is the cost to ourselves as individuals of being burned out. Susan, what are you seeing with your clients around burnout? What's coming up?
It's funny because I've lived and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area my entire career, so heart of Silicon Valley here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I feel like a lot of my clients come from this area, not all of them, but a lot of them do. And what I'm seeing is, you know, just living and working here, it's this high pressure cooker, right? It's, you know, and of course, we're now living in this post-pandemic world. The workplace was turned on its head. We had some people working from home. Now we have a lot of hybrid. People are back to the office. And you hear this term of a Bonnie world, right? Mm-hmm. We're brittle, anxious, nonlinear, and incomprehensive.
So say that one more time, Bonnie, Susan. Bonnie, that's worth repeating.
Yeah. It stands for B-A-N-I, brittle, anxious, nonlinear, and incomprehensible. And yeah, that's the world we're really living in. And I feel like that word really describes what I'm seeing with a lot of my clients, right? And you know, we're on this kind of treadmill, and you know, we're thrust into this culture of where, you know, I think historically overwork has been glorified.
Yes.
To the point where I've even seen, you know, posts on, you know, what was Twitter, now is X, I guess. But, you know, there was an example of a Twitter employee who was posting that she was sleeping in a sleeping bag underneath her desk and was proud of that. And that kind of made me sad inside thinking, gosh, you know, how have we gotten to that place? Right. And so, not my client, but I would say that, you know, I feel like there's, you know, we're on this treadmill working and trying to cope, but we're not getting anywhere. And then people are slowly moving into this place of burnout. And the other factor, as I mentioned, I worked with a lot of HR professionals. And I think Marcia may find this too, with the caregiver and the compassion fatigue that people feel. And in those roles of caregiving, whether you're a, you know, HR professional or a nurse or a counselor or first responder, that there is this emotional, physical, and psychological toll and distress that when you're taking care in that way over an extended period of time, and I think the pandemic really did a number on folks, is, you know, we're putting everyone else's needs first. And then, you know, as we, you know, continue to do that, that quickly, you know, it's very closely related to burnout. And I feel like that, where I'm seeing people really feeling like, you know, I'm trying to do all the right things, but I'm not getting anywhere. And they're unfortunately discovering too late in the game that they're completely burnt out. They're, you know, now having physical manifestations. They're physically sick or ill, or have to take a leave of absence from work. And, you know, so my whole mantra is let's get on top of this early, recognize those symptoms, whether it's burnout or compassion fatigue, early, and kind of reset and say, okay, what do I need to be doing for myself to show up the way that I want to? Because in those roles, the way we show up impacts others.
Absolutely.
Right? Especially
absolutely.
As leaders.
And something, Susan, you've kind of pointed out, and I want to just say this to be super clear. We use the word burnout, but this is a real thing. We kind of use it flippantly, like I'm just feeling so burned out, which is valid. You know, you're starting to feel the fatigue, but all the way to the point where people are sick and heart palpitations and unable to work. And all of that is burnout. And I will tell y'all, I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast or not, but I have been physically burned out twice, where I went to the doctor one time. I said, I either have a brain tumor or a stomach ulcer, because I was a doctor, you know, and he said, no, you have burnout, you know, but just from compassion fatigue, this is a real thing, you guys.
Absolutely.
And it's a real thing. And it does, when we're paying attention, we can see signs earlier, which I think is what you're trying to say, Susan, is that your hope is that you get in front of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think awareness is absolutely key. And for me, I've also been burnt out. And it was interesting the way it showed up for me wasn't so much, I mean, it was physical, but it was chronic back pain that I was experiencing that I didn't associate with this because I'd had it for 10 plus years. But also it was this feel, what really clued me in was this feeling of kind of going through the most motions, you know, literally walking down a hallway in my office and not really sure, like kind of almost, you know, autopilot, right?
Like, how did I get here? Kind of thing.
Numb. You didn't feel anything, you know, the lack of feeling. And that was pretty scary. And so I feel like that's where, you know, if you're feeling those things, it's telling your body's telling you something.
Exactly. Yeah. I love this. I mean, I love this description because it's going to show up in a lot of different ways. I mean, there's probably as many unique ways as there are people, right? Yes. But it's when something's amiss. Marcia, how is burnout showing up in either in your clients and what you're hearing and seeing?
Wow. I think you and Susan just hit it right on target with describing some of the symptoms and catching it early. Those are really key points. And just with my clients, what I'm hearing is, I don't have enough time, and I've got to do this, and I've got to take my child over here, and I've got to, you know, a lot of unexpressed expectations that my clients have taken on, and they're running, trying to fulfill all the expectations. And I think, Susan, you pointed that out beautifully as well, is that it's my clients also with this, I have a lack of time. Well, if you had more time, they intuitively would just keep adding things to their to-do list and ignoring how they were feeling. And when they get on a call with me, it's almost like they're breathless. It's like, I don't even know where to go, what to think. And what I hear is, whoa, I'm slammed, or I wish I had more energy, or I'm exhausted, have to get up tomorrow and do exactly the same thing over again. And so what we work on is interrupting that process. And one quick added note, that definitions could be helpful in looking at burnout rather than this flip, you know, just, oh, I feel so burned out today. It's really looking that Gallup defines burnout as stress that is unmanaged, you know, just unmanaged stress over a period of time. And what coping mechanisms are we using to deal with the stress, because we're getting numb, you know, we're just, we feel it, but we don't quite recognize what it is. So that's,
thank you, Marcia. That's
kind of where we go.
That's so good. And that leads into kind of what I've been seeing is I have people hiring me because their coping mechanisms, which they don't know that's what they are not working for them. All of a sudden they're procrastinating more. They've checked out, they've put on 30 pounds. They've no longer managing their money. They're unhappy in their job, or there's a lot more bickering in their family. And part of that is, frankly, the reaction to how much stress they have. And so the outcomes that they want in their life, they're not able to have. And what one of the things that's showing up for me, and maybe this is my own personal life too, is this frackin' invisible workload that we as women carry around. And that so much we feel, and this is not an anti-man thing, but, and it may not be exclusively to women, but so much that we carry around on our shoulders. Like, when is it time to take the dog to the vet? Where do you, you know, my husband will say, where are the scissors? Well, Where that, what, you know, I lovingly say where they always are, you know, but that sense of, and I see my clients come in and they haven't recognized that even enough to laugh about it, but mm-hmm. how much they're literally carrying around. And I'm thinking about this right now at back to school time. I bet you 90% of getting kids back to school are falling on some woman's shoulders who's also holding down a full-time job. And that is the kind of woman I know I'm keeping in my mind as I think about this workshop we're doing. And because there's just this constant requirement of us to have output, of us mm-hmm. to have output. And that's going to lead to frazzledness all the way to burnout, no matter how strong you are, right? Mm-hmm. You can't give what you don't have. So we came together and we're so excited about this workshop. Mm-hmm. Let's take a minute and talk, paint a picture of really what we're going to do in this workshop. Actually, though, before we do that, is there anything else around burnout you guys wanted to talk about? I mean, anything else we needed to say? I realize I just jumped the gun. Got anything else?
No, I think both of you pretty well start to talk about it. Conversation.
Yeah, well, it's like, she's on a podcast. Why is she going backwards? It's okay. It's imperfect. It's an imperfect one. So let's talk. Susan, let's start with you. And I will just give a little bit of a background. What we've done with this workshop is we've kind of let each one of us lead one of the three sections. We're all involved in creating the content. But Susan will be the facilitator for the first section, which is October 3rd. Marcia will be the one that's October 10th. And I'll be the one October 7th. So Susan, you lead us off. Tell us a little bit about why this is important and what your section's going to be about.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the why for me, and I think for all of us, is we're very passionate, right, about mm-hmm. the women that we work with. And really, you know, like I said before, we really want to make sure that we're living our lives fully. And that means, you know, professionally at work and at home too, and having space for both. Right. And mm-hmm. no one will take that for us or do that for us. Right. We have to take the wheel or grab the bull by the horns, whatever analogy mm-hmm. you want to use.
Pick one. They're all good.
Yeah. Because I think we do have more control than we think we do. And, mm-hmm. and when we're in that mode of burnout, we can't see it because we're kind of going through that motions. We're just, you know, trying to survive, right? And would love to, through the series, really help them identify that, how to get out of that rat race or whatever, you know, hamster wheel, whatever you want to call it, and really get back in control so that they can create, as you say, Sherry, create the life you want, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'll kick off the series. The first session will be focused on what we're calling inquiry, right? Where we're getting curious, asking a lot of questions and helping them become more reflective about their current lived experience. And participants, we're going to, you know, understand, where are we feeling the greatest difficulty? What are the behaviors that we're tolerating? And what effect is it having on our overall well-being? Because I think until we stop long enough to reflect on it, we don't even realize how big of an impact these things are having on our mm-hmm. lives. And how, you know, it's becoming very unhealthy for us. So once we've identified the, you know, maybe it's a single source, maybe there's multiple sources, but understanding where that is, and then helping them to see, okay, so where do I have strengths, or what traits do I have that can help me that I want to amplify to really help me making incremental progress from this current state to a desired state.
Gotcha.
And so really a lot of my focus will be really around that reflection and really kind of hopefully creating some aha moments for people mm-hmm. to kind of identify and self-identify where they're at. Because I think sometimes we just, you know, we're doing all of the things and we're not stopping long enough, you mm-hmm. know, so this will be a great 90 minutes of just like, forget all the chaos outside. Mm-hmm. Let's just focus on us for this, just literally for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
we're giving time back to ourselves to do this as a self-care for mm-hmm. our wellness, and then really setting that stage for what Marcia will bring in the second session, which Beautiful. I'll let her explain.
You know, you remember when we were tossing around ideas for this, we kept going back to this metaphor of the car, you know, mm-hmm. and for some reason we were playing around with ideas. But, and one of the thoughts that we had was that you can't really check the tires, you can't really check the engine or anything while the car is moving. And so, and then we even played with the idea of the traveling idea that you, if you want to go somewhere, you got to know where you are to begin with. And so that's really kind of mixing those metaphors. What we're doing in this first section is you're going to figure out where you are right now, stopping long enough to really look at where you are right now. Is that, does that sound right, Susan?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we'll build from that. And then we head over to the second week with Marcia. Marcia, first of all, why do you think it's important we're doing this? And what's your section going to be about?
Susan, you just pointed out some really key foundational pieces of the puzzle. And I think it's really important that this workshop be offered now more than ever, is we're living in a world of rapid change, and we've got to find new ways of adapting to keep pace with the rate of change. And what Susan pointed to, it's looking at how do we get our sense of fulfillment, belonging, and a sense of well-being every step of the way in our lives. Every day we're living, this is our life. And so recognizing we do have control, and it's going to take that slowing down, tuning in, recognizing, and in a sense, expanding our self-awareness. Mm-hmm. So when there are opportunities, we're able to see it. Uh-huh. You know, if we're going so fast and furious and we're walking down that hallway numb and not really seeing what's around us, we just arrive to the next meeting. Where's the fulfillment in that? And where's the sense of joy and being alive? So it's that self-awareness and aliveness. Mm-hmm. And so my session, the session I will be facilitating with our participants, is building on the foundation that Susan facilitates, opens up with everyone on what do you desire? You know, if you kept going in the direction you're going, where would you end up? And is that where you really want to go? And building on, when you get to session two, we're going to be looking into your future. Mm. We're going to be journeying into exploring the uncharted territory of your future. The future has not happened yet. Yeah. That's where all the joy and beauty and sense of fulfillment lies. And so what's calling to you? What like, I point back to what Susan is saying, you know, what's your desired state? So we're going to be exploring, what do you want your future to look like? I mean, with all the busyness and the noise and trying to keep up and with all the expectations, sometimes we don't realize the future that we really would rather be building.
Absolutely.
And so we'll be connecting with your wisdom and creativity to fulfill on what matters to you. And we'll be going on a very lovely journey to do that.
I love that. And because I know when I'm more burned out, I forget that I get to have beauty and joy, right? You forget to have the lovely flowers, or to even ask yourself, what do I want? And so that's really, this is a big key piece of this workshop, to gift yourself this amount of time to really sit in the question and go, oh, what do I want? What do I want? So that's super delicious. Then I'm the third session. So first, why is this important? You've heard on this podcast before, I will say you don't accidentally have the life you want. And Susan, what you described about kind of walking down the hall and not knowing how you got there, I think there are more people in the world who are all just kind of living on default. And we just keep doing the same day over and over and over. It's kind of Groundhog Day, and it's not the best day. It's not like you didn't pick the best one. And I see that more and more and more all the time, as more of getting piled up on people. And really, I think that it's so important right now, especially after, with there being what you said, Marcia, how fast things are changing, for us to stop down and remember our humanness. Hey, wait a minute. I'm a human on the planet. What do I truly want? What do I desire? What do I want? And I think that's becoming harder and harder to do. Mm-hmm. So our workshop is going to do just that, just like stop, ask ourselves these potent and purposeful questions. And then my section to follow the inquiry and then imagine, and then I am implementation, the third eye implementation, because that's what I have discovered is actually where my zone of genius kind of lies as a coach, is I help people begin to make those changes that add up to the outcomes they want. But that's where it's going to be the hardest. Not hardest, I shouldn't say that, but that's where it becomes hard for many of us. It's like, oh, we might be able to dream and visualize, but how do I actually make a change in my behavior? Because it's the behaviors are what's on autopilot. So in my section, we're going to be talking about, okay, what do you have to do differently to step into that imagined future that you've just brought to the forefront. So we'll be looking at, and not in a real rote militaristic kind of way, but how can you do things in your life that feel good and do them in a way, not the way everybody else has done it, but whatever the way that you need to do it so that you'll create the outcomes that you want. And what's underlying okay. all of these three sections is kind of something you said, Susan, is that, we are in the driver's seat more than we believe we are, that, or we forget just how much power we have. And y'all have heard me talk about this on this podcast a lot, but that our happiness begins when we take full responsibility for our own happiness. Cause ain't nobody going to knock on our door and say, hey, would you like a whole week off? That's my dog who just barked because I knocked. Bex is in every podcast. Bex is in every single podcast I do. It's nobody. Actually, it's you knocking for yourself. So that sounds good, right? Doesn't that sound like a great, so ladies, I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited to come together in October. I want to open up and give each of you another opportunity to say anything else you want to say before we land this thing. Susan,
yeah,
I'm
super excited as well. And I would say, you know, part of what I'm super excited about is not only helping the individuals that come to these sessions, right? Because I think that's, you know, our first and foremost priority, but thinking about the impact that if we can get these women to change those behaviors and show up and role model what it looks like, can you imagine the exponential impact across their organizations in which they work, where maybe other women are observing those changes, even if they might be subtle? That, because, you know, I know I'm on a mission to really change the corporate cultures that I've worked in, and I've worked in some great companies, but I feel like there's still this very, for lack of a better term, masculine way of going about business that isn't actually serving men or women.
Right.
And I feel like bringing more of our feminine energy to the organizations that we work within and showing up whole and full and ready and not being on that autopilot or feeling like we're sacrificing real parts of ourselves to fit into the norm, I think is extremely exciting to me. And I think, you know, just looking at future generations of the workforce, and if we can start with just one woman, right, and making that impact.
It's true, isn't it? It changes. Yeah. It will change the trajectory 100%. For so many. I love that. And I can't help but thinking in real time right now, the movie, Barbie movie, is out. So if you're listening to this in real time or not, but if whether you've seen it or not, and this is not a spoiler, but it really is, it is highlighting part of what Susan said. It is a time for each of us to honor who we really are and to really show up as our full whoever we are. Right. And sometimes corporate doesn't allow that. Sometimes work doesn't allow that. Sometimes life doesn't allow that. And that's what causes our unhappiness, our burnout, our disengagement. But if we can model showing up fully who we are, right, and loving it and owning it, we're going to, and bringing our strengths in, right, Marcia? Yeah, so right. What else do you want to bring in before we close this out, Marcia?
Well, the two of you said it beautifully, and it's just come and have some fun, you know, and give yourself this space to explore what resonates with you, what could be possible for you in your life. And I'm passionate for peace. So I've got tools, and we all deal with conflict. We all have differences. We have a lot of diversity inclusion and equity programs, but it's to have any of those programs actually work, it's how do we deal with creative tensions? How do we deal with our own conflicts inside? We want to fulfill other people's mm-hmm. expectations. How do we be more of ourselves every day?
Yeah.
And so having these tools to strengthen our inner resources will give us that, my intention and Sherry's intention and Susan's intention together is to create this space and opportunity for each of you to come forward and look and design how you want to live your life. Mm-hmm. And it makes the whole world better to have you be you.
It really does. It really does, Marcia. And I, every time I say something like that, don't we, I kind of want to roll my eyes. It makes the world a better place, but it really does, doggone
it. Does.
It really it does. And it starts a legacy and we start to create a way of being. So you are personally and cordially invited to click on the link that'll be in the show notes to check out our workshop. It's in October of the three Tuesdays in a row. There's an, depending on when you're listening to this, there's an early bird price that may still be in effect. And we want to invite you to come in and find out, put yourself back in the driver's seat. When you're on that particular webpage, you'll also notice we have a freebie called Is Your Check Engine Light On? We've come up with a little free thing that with some of the tools that we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, but this is a big deal. This is a really, really big deal. This, we, and I think I can speak for all of us, is that we want burnout not to be the thing that's talked about once a year by, you know, at a staff meeting, but this is a real serious issue with, frankly, fairly simple solutions. You know, it's a fairly simple solution, which is around self-care, self-awareness, and self-compassion. And we're want to be a voice for that and teaching you some tools and helping you get in the driver's seat and stay in the driver's seat. So we hope to see you at the workshop. Marcia and Susan, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you.
Yes. And we hope to see you there. All right. Yes. Toodles. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast, and I sure hope that you're taking away something that you can begin to use today. Speaking of things you can use, I have lots of free things over at sherryhoneycutt.com, and the one I want to highlight in today's podcast is something I call Work Your Butt Off, and I spell it B-U-T. Let's get those butts worked off, and is a 30-day program to help you get your butts off the couch. It's 30 videos, it's a 75-page workbook, I think, and it's free to help you begin to take deliberate action toward getting that thing or those things done. So that's what I've got for you. I would love to invite you over to sherryhoneycutt.com. Click under cool stuff and you'll find that. You'll also find the link in the show notes and in the description of this podcast. Y'all, I'm here to help you take action because action is how we begin to get new thoughts around our life. So go check it out. Get your free copy of this course that I've designed and go and design your best life. Until next time.